We back in this hole. What's good? It's a new week. You know, it's the NBA preview. But first, you know what I'm saying? I got to give a quick time to say check out my podcast. Check out last week's summary. Check out last week's show. I greatly appreciate it. I have a limited amount of time to go through all 29 NBA teams and what they doing in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So let's start with the motherfucking Wizards. You know what I'm saying? My nigga John Wall's been balling. Oubre's been balling. Motherfucking Porter's been balling. They look like a nice little trio. Don't give a fuck about the Atlanta Hawks. Miami Heat got Deion Waiters. He be balling all day. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what Jarvis does. Don't give a fuck about the Raptors. You know they gonna choke. Let's see what DeRozan, how many points he gonna average. Don't give a fuck about the Pacers. Celtics are looking like they coming on the come up. Tatum is balling. Motherfucking Kyrie shutting shit down and they just beat the fuck out the Spurs. And speaking of the Spurs, these niggas been up and down and inconsistent, but once they get Aldridge back, they'll be straight. And right now you got the motherfucking Golden State Warriors playing and they've been, oh man, Steve Kerr been pissed as mother as fuck.
I think the right outcome happened. We deserve to lose. They outplayed us.
They got all types of turnovers. They've been fucking up and shit. And on top of that, they've been losing the teams they ain't supposed to lose to. Same thing as the Cleveland Cavaliers, who've been losing the teams they ain't supposed to. But they're going to be a whole different team once Isaiah comes back. The Warriors are currently up 20 at the Clippers at halftime. And the Clippers have been playing well. Blake Griffin balling on niggas shooting threes from all different types of ranges. They got some new blood, so we're going to see what happened. Don't give a fuck about the Utah Jazz. Don't give a fuck about the Portland Trailblazers. But shout out to Lillard and McCollum. We'll see what y'all do this season. Don't give a fuck about the Bulls. The Kings, man. That boy, De'Aaron Fox, be motherfucking balling. And I kind of like their squad with Justin Jackson and Wally Stein inside. The Nets about to start losing like shit. On another note, the Orlando Magic is motherfucking balling, and I must say that I must retract my words because of Aaron Gordon, Vujicic, and Fournier. They definitely have a chance to be a potential player in the Eastern Conference. I have to retract my statement. The Thunder looking beastly, as well as Minnesota. The Houston Rockets have been sliding off a little bit. They lost the last couple of games. But Karl Anthony Towns is shaping up. Motherfucking Paul George looks like he's ready to start wetting niggas up. Lonzo Ball is a motherfucking beast. I don't care what none of y'all say. The way this nigga's passing, assists. Once he gets that shot down, it's a wrap. The Mavericks are trash, but shout out to my homies, you know what I'm saying? Dennis Smith Jr. has been playing. Been inconsistent, you know what I'm saying? But they haven't really won any games. I hope they go get a nice lottery pick this year. Memphis Grizzlies been balling their motherfucking ass off. They got those two rookies, and on top of the fact that Marc Gasol and Conley have just been on some other shit, and the coach is doing his motherfucking thing. And of course, the Pelicans big man is motherfucking balling. If they get that formula down, I could see them as a nasty little AC. But that's all the time that I have, and I have to quickly summarize all 29 teams very quickly. And thank you again for listening, and thank you again for watching. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Let's keep balling. 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 Without warning, yo, we in this hole, yo. Angry, educated, black man, here we go, hey. Okay, I gotta calm down. Without warning, we had a motherfucking mixtape drop that shook the motherfucking trap planet. I don't know what the rest of y'all was doing, but when I heard that shit, I was like, God damn, I was on the subway on my way to work, and the little kid was just looking at me just, All right, but let me break it down for you. This is what a Time to Be Alive has enabled. It has enabled Metro Boomin to bring his creative genius, who is from Pluto, to bring together 21 Savage and Offset, who can't rap, and bring them together in this Halloween nightmare. And it's just absolute beauty of a 10-song mixtape. I've just never heard anything like this. It's just savage. 21 Savage be coming on there. Sounded like some of this shit be sounding like Mad High. I mean, Offset is just monstrous. Just monstrous. And I listen to 21 Savage like, God damn, he's nicer than I ever thought he was. As I said before, I'm almost damn near speechless. I'll be bumping this for a while. I've been bumping this shit for 15 motherfucking years. I've been in this shit. But without warning, I gotta calm it down. We're on a wave of emotions because without warning, we had the sadness that happens not only today with a crazy woman who killed 18 people because she poisoned her husband because she didn't want to marry him when she was in an arranged marriage, but also the people that were ran over downtown near the lower Manhattan where I worked. The act of terror was horrendous. 8 people were ran over. The man had a pickup truck that he got from Home Depot. Apparently he worked at Home Depot. He declared that he was with ISIL, ISIS, and basically he was ran over 8 kids, you know what I'm saying, at a school bus on Halloween, you know, in the middle of New York City in broad daylight. I mean, people were getting alerts, people were making sure people were safe. My sister texted me. I mean, it was just one of those scary situations and one of the worst terrorist attacks since September 11th. So, you know, we just need a moment of silence for those people and really need to focus on mental health for these people. And along with that woman who killed 18 people and along with him, they just really need some mental help and many of these other things. And along with guns and opioid use and drugs, but we really need to focus on the mental health of those people and get them the help that they need. And I think that's important. Also, fuck the motherfucking Papa John's, man. Talking about, oh, we losing revenue because players are kneeling and the NFL can't resolve it. Fuck you. Fuck your pizza. I don't be eating none of that shit. Fuck your commercials. Fuck your stupid Peyton Manning throwing your pizzas and shit. Kiss my ass. Fuck that shit. talking about, oh, y'all need to resolve that shit. Nah, nigga, you need to stop being a racist fuck. And this is not the first time he said some shit. But anyway, my time is up, the time is ringing, but moment of silence, without warning. I'll see y'all later. Holla, deuces. Ragnarok, here we go, y'all. All right, I had to calm down a little bit, but you know, Thor Ragnarok came out tonight, actually, but I'm going to see it tomorrow. You know, that shit got me lit. I had to make a quick rundown for you as we go into the weekend, even though I'm gonna get to my real topic here in a minute, but you know, I only got 3 minutes. Goddamn, let's be quick. So anyways, a Twitter employee shut down Trump's account. Shout out to you, my nigga. You risked it all to motherfucking shut down Trump and make a story. Fuck that nigga's account, deactivate that hoe. I think it was for like 79 minutes or 70 minutes. I don't know how long it was, but that shit was trending on Twitter, of course. But yeah, fuck that nigga's Twitter account. Deactivate that shit. Maybe he'll get some fucking work done. Fuck, boy. Throw with the hammer. Hope with the clap. Yeah, here we go. Them niggas back. Yeah, yeah. Kmart stores in Cleveland were shutting down, and I said, wait, hold up. Kmart is still open? There's still Kmarts that exist? Damn, I thought them niggas was bankrupt a long time ago. Like, shout out to Kmart for still being alive and in existence and making a relevant story. Shout out to y'all, Kmart. Damn, these Kevin Spacey allegations have me clutch my pearls. Like, God damn, Kevin, what you been doing? Damn, this House of Cards personality must actually be real. Like, damn. Now to the real story, the death of local news. The Gothamist and DNA Info was shut down. The owner basically said that, no, it's not profitable anymore. He hadn't been making money since 2009, which once again illuminates the motherfucking gap that there is between the digital online buzz, but without making any profit, and advertisers don't know how to make money, as opposed to when there was newspapers and they knew how to make money, and now those local newspapers and local news all together is just falling. Whether it's gonna be TV, radio, newspapers were first, magazine, it's all gonna fall. But at the end of the day, I mean, I've seen that shit 5 years ago. Everybody's been calling that shit. But the problem is that in the digital world, we don't know what's gonna happen there. Then you have a personalized experience of, damn, what does the news feel like to me? This is what's happening, is creating a window for my young millennials. Create your own voice. This is the time. Everything is falling. The whole industry is like, we don't know what the fuck is gonna happen. So right now, you do your own shit. You do what the fuck you wanna do, and you create your own voice, because they don't even know what the voice is going to be. And part of the thing of having so much information is to have disinformation. And by having disinformation, they can prove to you what's false, what's not true. But by staying true to yourself and staying true to your message, nothing can be false. It's all truth. Everything that you're saying is built from your perspective, and you're able to learn and educate and teach people from there. That's what journalism is. But the thing is they just don't know how to monetize the shit. And at the end of the day, for us, we just have to get skills that are gonna make us have money, and they're gonna put us in positions to be able to do what we wanna do eventually down the road. Because right now, eventually, they're gonna contract everybody out, and we're not even gonna be working 9-to-5s anymore. It's just gonna be work 3 hours here, 3 hours there, 3 hours here. Hell, fucking video editing may be automated. Like, what the fuck? We don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. All I know is you better be ready to adapt like motherfucking Steph Curry and shoot them threes and throw it to KD, you know what I'm saying? Ready to get these motherfucking rings. At the end of the day, I ain't scared of shit. I'm ready for change. I'm ready for whatever comes. Bring it. Stop being afraid of what's gonna happen. My time is up, but I had to spit that real shit for you. The death of local news, but the rise of millennial journalism. Let's go.